The Kalamazoo Blues Festival starts Thursday and runs through Saturday in downtown Kalamazoo. As WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports, this is the 20th year for the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association event.
The festival began because some local blues musicians wanted to make both music and money. Dave Hunt is a singer and harmonica player with the Kalamazoo band Seventh Son and one of the founders of the event.
I will say this, and it kind of flies in the face of the mythology, but the original reason was strictly mercenary on the part of local bands.
In its best years, the festival has attracted 15,000 attendees over the 3 days. Ralph Yingling is current president of the Kalamazoo Valley Blues Association. He says putting on the festival is a lot of work that is mostly done by volunteers. Yingling says the festival helps to support work the KVBA does throughout the year.
What many probably don't realize is this is our real fundraiser for the year. So we can go and do our scholarships, we can do our Blues in the Schools program, and we put on blues history presentations free of charge. And that takes money.
One of the bands that played at the festival's first year is returning for the 20th, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials.
Kenny Neal has been a great success story here in Kalamazoo over many years. I think he's probably performed, I want to think, 5 times at the festivals over the years. People love him, and he loves coming back.
Baby B, please be good.
Other headliners include Blues Caravan, Janova Magnus, and J.P. Soares and the Red Hots. Regional bands get their stage time too, including the Marcy Lynn Band, Bosco G, and Marble Garden. Dave Hunt says Seventh Son has performed more times at the festival than any other Kalamazoo band, and while they are not on this year, he's still glad the event has made it this far.
Yeah. We've lasted 20 years, and frankly, it's longer than I would have thought.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy.
KVBA President Ralph Yingling says the organization uses the festival to both entertain and educate the audience.
We're trying to expose them to all the different types of blues that there are to have out there. And by having a diverse mix of the blues and the styles of the blues, it's sure to reach and touch a wider audience.
Yingling says there are several things that go into creating a successful blues festival in Kalamazoo.
We're looking for the 35 to 65 year old people that, you know, they appreciate blues. We're also blessed with a great community that knows things about music. They're artistically, musically inclined. That brings them out. The lineup, yes, that is important. We need to have national acts.
Yingling says the Kalamazoo Blues Festival has had many successful years and a few that were not as successful, mostly due to weather-related issues. But when it's going well and the audience really responds to the music,
it's a beautiful thing, and when you see it happen, it really sends chills up and down your spine.
The 20th annual Kalamazoo Blues Festival starts Thursday at 5 at the Arcadia Festival site in downtown Kalamazoo. The full lineup and details can be found at kvba.org. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.